This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The White House is using Colorado as an example of how funding has helped home health care services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The White House is convening a meeting of state and federal leaders today to show how American Rescue Plan money has been used to improve home health care and community-based health services. ARP coordinator Gene Sperling says Colorado Governor Jared Polis will speak via video to the group about how the state has used its funding.
He has been one of the leaders in using these funds to raise wages.
The state boosted home health care salaries to $15 an hour in 2022, but it still may not be enough. Colorado is the state with the second fastest growing 65 and older population in the country. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A top federal transportation official says Colorado is a good candidate for big federal spending on passenger rail. The state is hoping for federal grants to help fund a rail line from Fort Collins through Denver to Pueblo. The head of the Federal Railroad Administration, Amit Bose, says his agency has lots of money to invest in the recent infrastructure bill.
When the federal government put into place these programs, Colorado is well positioned to take advantage of it.
Bose cited Colorado's growing population and the years it's already spent planning the potential rail line. Denver city officials say they still don't know if the Denver Art Museum is properly keeping track of city-owned art. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
3 years after an audit identified inventory methods, an unclear relationship between the museum and the city, and other areas of concern, Denver auditor Timothy M. O'Brien says fewer than half of his office's recommendations have been fully implemented. One of the problems is that Denver officials can't track all the assets the city owns because they weren't given complete access to the museum's systems. The follow-up report comes in the wake of extra scrutiny on the art world over the looting of ancient works. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum did not immediately return a request for comments. In Denver today, cloudy skies and highs near 40. This is CPR News.